All right. Good morning, everyone. I will be before you today. I'll be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 18. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you provide the things we need, Lord God. You provide health, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you are just with us every step of the way, Lord God. Father, I ask that you be with me as I bring forth the word that you've given me to speak to your people, Lord God. Use me, Lord, in a way that I cannot use myself. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to be reading 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 18. And it says, "Now, as we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you, hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. We urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ." In verses 12 through 18, Paul has given the believers in Thessalonica some final instructions. He's been with them for a while and he wanted to give them some instructions. These instructions are for the believers, for the followers of Jesus Christ, for the church. In his final instructions, there are three short verses, but very powerful verses that I want to focus on. Verse 16 through 18. 16, rejoice always. 17, pray continually. 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This passage is meant to encourage Christians to rejoice, to pray without ceasing, to give thanks in all circumstances. This requires a constant attitude of joy, prayer, and gratitude that is grounded in your faith and dependence on God, not just during positive circumstances. We just celebrated Thanksgiving in our home. And one of the traditions that we have is to go around the table and talk to, and say one thing that we're thankful about. I also noticed that on social media, a lot of my friends would always post one thing they were thankful for from the beginning of November through the rest of the month of November, one thing they were thankful for. And it got me to thinking about how often do we do this? Do we think about the things that we should be thankful for? I did notice that there was less people this year than in the previous years. But in these three verses, Paul is encouraging us to have a thankful heart, to be thankful in all circumstances. He states that it's the will of God for us to do these things. My first point, the first thing that I want to talk about is rejoice always. This is a command to be joyful. It's not limited to happy times, but extended to every situation, including the difficult ones like grief, poverty, illness, Rejoicing isn't a economical thing. Rejoicing isn't a situational thing. It's not a location. It's not where you live. You can rejoice in every situation that you are in if you focus on the person who gives you the joy. It's not about the absence of sadness, but it's a deep-seated joy in God, regardless of the circumstance. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." So we are to rejoice no matter what we're going through. In all situations, we want to rejoice. We want to rejoice with each other and celebrate each other when someone else is having a good time. Rejoice with them. It will help us realize that God is with us. And verses in the Bible tells us to rejoice with our brothers and sisters. And so as we rejoice with each other, you will see the goodness of God. Today, Christians are to find joy in Christ's redemptive work, his unchanging character, rather than in their immediate situation. This means cultivating. Cultivating means to acquire or to develop. So we're going to acquire, we're going to develop a grateful heart, choosing to trust God's goodness and purpose even through suffering. Let me say that again. We are going to choose a grateful heart. Not when things are just good for us, not when things are just feeling good, not when things are just going great for us. Because we all know that the Bible says that we are going to have trial and tribulations. We're going to have things that are going to not go well with us. There are going to be hardships in our life. There's going to be financial struggles. There's going to be death. There's going to be sickness. There's going to be so many things that happen in our lives. But the Bible says to have a grateful heart because God is with us. We are going to choose to trust God's goodness. You're going to have to actively choose, and it's not going to be a once in a lifetime. I made this decision, now it's done, and I'm good. No, this is a every day, every situation, every moment that you're going to have to choose to rejoice and to be grateful and to be thankful. It is a every situation, every moment time that you're going to need to, I can do this. I can rejoice. Yes, life is hard right now, but I am going to rejoice. I am going to rejoice. Let me say this again. Choosing to trust God's goodness and purpose, even through suffering, which calls for continuous joy, not based on your circumstances, but on the faith in God. It's the faith that we have in God. Pray without ceasing. My second point. Now, I remember when I read this verse, when I first became a Christian, I remember thinking about this and thinking, how do you pray without ceasing? What does that look like? I have to walk around and I have to continually be praying all the time. How can I do that out in public? How can I do that at work, just constantly praying when I'm working with people? I don't know how to do that. But as I started to dive into this verse, it didn't mean that you prayed every second of the day, but it's maintaining a constant spirit of prayer. A constant spirit of prayer. It doesn't mean that you're verbally speaking words out all the time. It is something that is constantly in your mind, a constant spirit of prayer. Your mind is focused and aware of God's presence. You are continuously aware of God's presence, It means making prayer first response to any situation. So it's not that you're walking around and saying, "Lord, I pray for this and I pray for that," but it's a constant spirit of just being present with the Lord and saying short prayers, quick prayers. "Lord, thank you for getting me to work on time. Lord, help me to be patient with this person. Lord, let me love this person today." But it's a presence of being with the Lord. A call to maintain a constant awareness of God, a continuous attitude of prayer, not a literal or nonstop verbal prayer. It just means integrating prayer into all of our daily life. All of our daily life. When you wake up in the morning, there should be the first thing out of your mouth is you're thanking the Lord for waking you up. And Lord, guide me the direction that I need to go. You should be talking to him when you first wake up, when you're walking out the door. I know that when I get into my car, I'm like, "God, guide this car. Keep me safe." Pray for your children, pray for your family, pray for your loved ones. But it should be a constant prayer of just turning it to God, staying aware of his presence at all times. Using both significant and brief silent prayers throughout the day. Now, I know it's easy to talk about praying constantly, but I wanted to give you some easy steps. How do we do this? How do we do this? So I was looking some things up and it has some things that I thought, oh, this is doable. So it says use short, frequent prayers. Weave in one sentence prayers into your days, like asking for help or expressing thanks for small things. Staying aware of God's presence. I think that's key, is pr staying aware of God's presence. I know that there is times when I realize that God is prompting me to go speak to someone. And sometimes you second guess yourself and you're thinking, I think that's the time when you say, "God, you want me to speak to that person?" You go speak to that person. But being aware of God's presence, remain conscious of God's presence throughout all of your daily activities. Engage in a whole life approach. View all your opportunities for prayer and connections. Always looking for an opportunity to connect and to pray with God. Pray through all circumstances, not just the things that you think are like big, but small things. I know that in my women's breakfast, we talk about this, and I'll share it here. One of my good friends was talking about how sometimes she talks to God and she's just like, "God, I need this thing," but it's not a big thing, it's a small thing. Like, "Lord, I can't think of a meal for my family right now. Can you help me with that?" And then when she goes to the grocery store, the right thing is on sale, and she's like, "Thank you, God." So I thought, I'm gonna try that. And so this particular summer, I was like, "Man, I really want some new dresses. Kind of want to wear more dresses this summer." And so I prayed it and said, "Okay, I'm gonna see what happens." And that summer, it was interesting. For my birthday, I got a dress. Then I was going out of town on a church conference. And my mom said, "You know, I thought you needed some new dresses for this church conference. So I bought you three outfits for that church conference." And then all of a sudden it hit me that not less than a couple of weeks ago, I prayed and asked God about wanting more dresses to add to my wardrobe for the summer because I wanted to wear more dresses. And I said, "Look at you, God. Just the little things." Sometimes I think we pray about everything, but we don't pray about some of the things that we want, and we don't believe that he can do it. So I encourage you to just try it. Now, I'm not going to say that he's going to answer all of those because some of those things might not be things that you need. He will only answer them and give you the things that you need. But I do say, pray through everything. In all things, pray continuously. Trust him. My third point. Giving thanks in all circumstances. When I started reading First Thessalonians, this is the verse that jumped out at me because I'm always thinking about how do we give thanks? Do we do it enough? Do we really do it enough? And then as I was reading this, and quite frankly, it was because Thanksgiving had just passed and we were going through this month of Thanksgiving, and I was thinking about how often am I having that attitude of thanks. So it says, give thanks in all circumstances. This calls for thankfulness for everything, not just the good things. Let me say that again, because I know we say thanks God when things are good, but sometimes He allows those hard things to come through to strengthen us, to make us stronger, to give us more encouragement. He also uses it so that we can bless others. I think of some situations that we've gone through in our lives, and I've been able to encourage other people who are going through the same thing because I went through it. And if I had not gone through it, I would not be able to say, hey, I went through that and I came in on the other side of it and I'm doing okay. So I thank God for some of those hard things. It's not always easy, but God uses all of our lives for everything. So remember, it's not just the good things that we should be given thanks for, but it's for everything we should be given thanks for. It's about acknowledging all the things that are given by God and being grateful for all of them, reflecting a humble and dependent attitude on God. Why should we intentionally practice gratitude? Why should we intentionally practice gratitude? Here are some seven reasons on why. And I just wanted to just kind of point them out to you. Refocusing our eyes on God and His generosity instead of always thinking of ourselves and our wants. So thanking God for other people will help us think of not just ourselves. Reminds us that there are many other things that are out of our control, but we serve a sovereign God who can work out all things. So when we have gratitude, we remember that God works out all things. Not just some things, but all things. We recognize we have so much to be thankful when we are thankful for the little things. I have friends who do a thankful journal, and it helps them to remember when they're going through something, they go back through that journal and they're like, oh yeah, I thanked God for this situation. I'm seeing something similar to that. So I know that God can help me through that, this situation, because He helped me through another situation similar. Reminds us that God is a giver of good gifts. He's a good, good father. We never intended to be fully self-sufficient. We were never intended to be fully self-sufficient in this life. We need God. We have always needed God. There is no way that we can live this life successfully without God. And having a thankful heart and having gratitude helps us to remember that we need God. God is our provider. He provides all blessings, all gifts are graciously given to us by His hand, not by us, not by ourselves, but by His hand. And when we have that grateful heart, it removes a lot of the complaining and the negativity. It's impossible to be thankful and filled with negativity and ungratefulness at the same time. So if you're having a grateful heart, you get rid of the complaining and the negativeness. And we don't need that. It repels evil. The forces of darkness cannot stand to be around a heart that gives thanks and honor to God. Let me say that again. It repels evil. The forces of darkness cannot stand to be around hearts that give thanks and honor to God. Church, the devil can't be around that. He doesn't want to hear that. So we need to stay constantly in a thankful, grateful heart and honor to God, because light shines out the darkness. So remember, renew spirit in Christ, which opens up the door for continuing blessings. Rejoice always. Find something to rejoice about. God is good. Pray always. We all can find something to pray about for someone or something. Be thankful always because God is good all the time. Now, when I say that, I always think of a church that we attended. When the pastor would say, God is good, the congregation would say, all the time. And it was just, I liked it because it made us think. It wasn't just a sometime thing, but it was a all the time thing. God is good all the time. And I think we need to practice that. I think we need to keep telling ourselves that God is good. He is good. And he's good all the time. No matter what situation we are going through, he is always good. Can you say that you rejoice and pray and are always thankful? If not, which one do you need more help in? God wants us to rejoice always, pray always, and be thankful always. He will help us with that. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you help us to remember, Lord God, to rejoice always, to pray always, and to be thankful always, Lord. Give us a thankful heart. Prayers on our lips, Lord Jesus. And rejoicing in our hearts and our souls, Lord God. Father, those that are needing help in situations in those areas, Lord, fill them with rejoice. Fill them with prayers. Fill them with the thankful heart, Lord God. Because, God, we know that it is a will of us believers that we do this for you. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise your name. Amen.